These lessons we must also learn. Self-control. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Acts 24:16. Strength of character consists of two things, power of will and power of self-control. Many youth mistake strong, uncontrolled passion for strength of character. But the truth is that he who is mastered by his passions is a weak man. The real greatness and nobility of the man is measured by his power to subdue his feelings, not by the power of his feelings to subdue him. Never should we lose control of ourselves. Let us ever keep before us the perfect pattern. It is a sin to speak impatiently and fretfully or to feel angry, even though we do not speak. We are to walk worthy, giving a right representation of Christ. The speaking of an angry word is like flint striking flint. It at once kindles wrathful feelings. Never be like a chestnut burr. In the home, do not allow yourself to use harsh, rasping words. You should invite the heavenly guest to come into your home at the same time, making it possible for him and the heavenly angels to abide with you. You should receive the righteousness of Christ, the sanctification of the Spirit of God, the beauty of holiness, that you may reveal to those around you the light of life. Said a celebrated emperor when on his dying bed, among all my conquests, there is but one which affords me any consolation now, and that is the conquest I have gained over my own turbulent temper. Alexander and Caesar found it easier to subdue a world than to subdue themselves. After conquering nation after nation, they fell, one of them the victim of intemperance, the other of mad ambition. The highest evidence of nobility in a Christian is self-control. In the Lord's work, you are constantly in a school where you may learn lessons of self-control, of sanctified dignity, of gentlemanly manners and behavior.